Well, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools has just received awards. They got them last month from two different organizations for their sustainability efforts regarding recycling and environmental protection. National Recycling Coalition gave the district a National Recycling Coalition 2016 award in the Outstanding Community or Government Program category. That was for a program involving compost separation. And then the U.S. Green Building Council of North Carolina honored the district with the Green Apple a Day Award for schools and districts that exemplify leadership by integrating sustainability principles. These are two awards that just came back-to-back for the school district, and we are joined now by the man who is largely responsible for them, the sustainability coordinator for the district, Dan Schnitzer. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Although I have to assume that you'll push the credit off onto other people because these are district-wide efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. It really takes everyone in the district working together to make these things happen. Because when we're talking about sustainability, whether it's energy management, compost separation, waste management, purchasing, whatever field we're looking at, I'm only one person who can organize the information, get the information out there, and help make the changes happen. But it really, really requires the people on the ground to make the changes who actually are there doing the work.
So tell us about some of the programs that the district is doing and that you're sort of initiating to encourage and foster sustainability. And let's start with the compost separation program.
Yeah, absolutely. And the compost program is a really great example because it encompasses everything we're trying to do with sustainability. The three-pronged approach that we have is financial, academic, and environmental impact. And the compost separation does all those. And at the same time, it educates everyone involved. So what it is, we started about 2.5 years ago with pilot programs and then rolled it out to all of our schools 2 years ago. And in all of our cafeterias, we have four bins, a liquids bin, recycling, landfill, and compost bin. And at the end of the meal, the students go through and they separate out their liquids, landfill waste, recyclable waste, and compostable waste. And so what that has enabled us to do is, first of all, give the students a really hands-on opportunity to actually do the work. It's not just behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's not just representational stuff, for example, what we do with energy management. They're doing the work. They're the laborers in this. And in that, they ask a lot of questions. What goes where? Why? Oh, I didn't know this was compostable. And so it opens up the opportunity to educate further by sparking their interest. And the results of that have been pretty profound. In 2 years of full implementation, we've diverted over 500,000 pounds of waste from the landfill. And it's a net zero financial program because the waste that we've diverted out of the dumpsters, we've been able to reduce our dumpster pickup and the number of dumpsters we've had. So it's really just spending our money more wisely while at the same time having incredibly strong academic, financial, and environmental impact.
That's really incredible. And the mind boggles when you talk about the amount of trash that doesn't go to the landfill, like how full the landfill would be over and above what it already is if there was an extra 500,000 pounds of waste that gets diverted elsewhere. And is this at every single school in the district now?
We're working to integrate it into the last of our high schools.
Okay.
But we have it in all of our elementary and middle schools in three of our four high schools.
Which means that these kids in like first or second grade probably know more about how to compost than I do because I didn't get this in my elementary school experience, and this just becomes an everyday thing for the kids. So not only are they doing it, they're learning about it as well.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The goal is to start as early as possible. I would have liked to have started with our pre-K program because it's all about habit, and all that schools are fundamentally designed for is to educate students for things that they will need to know now and later in life. So just like they'll need to know math now and later in life, you know, they might not use their geometry for a few years. Eventually, it is likely they will use it. Similarly, if we can create these habits early, it just becomes what they do. It's not extra. It's not different. What I want is for them to meet other kids in other schools and say like, oh gosh, you guys don't compost? That's weird. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And shift the mindset from this being the different to this being the normal.
And that's sort of the next step beyond where just sort of society in general currently is, because I'm in that mindset when it comes to recycling programs. Like you go somewhere and, oh, you don't have a recycle bin, you throw everything in the trash. That's something weird. Now you take the next step and say, oh, you don't recycle, you don't compost, you don't separate out, and then you can do all of these things and all of that trash doesn't go to the garbage dump.
Yeah, and if I could, I'll take that even a step further to say our generation, one of the first things we do or the first thing we do when we get in a car is put on our seatbelt.
Yes.
That's habit. So many people just forget about that, don't even think about it because they just do it. a generation ago, my parents, that wasn't necessarily the first thing they did, and certainly not my grandparents. So if we can have a generational shift like that, where it just becomes what we do without even thinking about it, then we've created massive sustainable change.
Speaking with Dan Schnitzer, who is the sustainability coordinator for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. So the Carrboro Separation Program is one program. What else is going on in the district?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, which is great for my short attention span. One of the big projects is energy management, and we've had great success in squeezing out waste in that program and just becoming more efficient. And that has to do with scheduling, with temperature set points, with being responsive to complaints, and with really thinking things through as to how we structure programs. And the short of that is in 2.5 years of really hunkering down and focusing on energy management, the district has avoided about $1.4 million in utility costs, which is money that can be reinvested back into education and back to our students where it belongs.
And I think that's a really important point, too, because a lot of times environmentalism and sustainability become, for no good reason, a political football where you have to be in favor of it or opposed to it. But this is a win-win all around.
Yeah, absolutely. I've yet to find anyone who's opposed to educating kids on this, who's opposed to saving over $1 million in a couple of years. So it touches on everything. In some ways, that's what makes the job so rewarding, is it just gets a lot of support. It takes work and it takes changing people. I think the majority of my job is actually about behavior change and change management. But the results are tangible, they're clear, and they're incredibly impactful.
So what do you do on a daily basis? Are you in an office? Are you going from school to school? Are you meeting with classrooms? Does it vary from day to day?
Yeah, it varies from day to day, and it's often mostly all those things. So today would be a perfect example. I spent my morning at Estes Hills Elementary, where I was working with fourth grade students all morning on learning about energy, how electricity is generated. So we have a pedal power generator, and that's connected to an incandescent CFL and LED light bulb. And so our students are actually able to feel the energy difference. So we can say an LED is more efficient, it uses less energy. But even as adults, we don't really comprehend what that means, even when we get our electricity bill. But when you're the one producing the energy and you're pedaling this, the oh wow factor is huge. And so we're showing kids through very kinesthetic learning what energy efficiency means, and talking through how we can implement that, and then allowing them to ask some really tough questions about how our district operates and how their classrooms operate. So it's a lot of in-class stuff, which I thoroughly enjoy. It's definitely a lot of spreadsheets and data collection and data analysis, which is good for different parts of my brain.
You bring those into fourth grade as well, right?
You know, not necessarily fourth grade, but I bring those into our high school classes. I'm all about making everything I do an educational opportunity, but I also believe firmly that education needs to be relevant. And my job touches on many, many, many subjects that I never thought I would need to know. I was that kid that was like, oh, when am I going to need to know this? And so we use that. We look at the area under graphs and charts to explain how we got to that $1.4 million. We look at data and say, what are the trend lines? And how do we use regression to figure out where we would have been and where we're headed and what is the deviation there? And then we use some of our artistic abilities. So one of the other projects I want to touch on is looking at district landscaping and trying to go from kind of traditional lawn style with few trees and hedges to native and pollinator landscapes. And so that uses a totally different skill set of some artistic ability, creativity, botany, biology, none of which I have. But that's one of the great parts of my job, is that enables me to connect to wonderful people, whether it's parent volunteers, the North Carolina Botanical Gardens, artists, et cetera, to come together and come up with these plans. So we're doing a big pollinator and bee education program as well as part of that.
And the Botanical Gardens got to be big in that too, right?
Yeah, Botanical Gardens has been a wonderful partner in all that.
All right. Speaking with Dan Schnitzer again, sustainability coordinator for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, just last month received two different state-level awards for recycling, composting, environmental sustainability, the commitment there too, and there's a lot more going on. So before we let you go, what are the next steps? What is next for sustainability of the district?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a continuation and expansion of the breadth of programs that we have. So specifically, my counterpart in Durham Public Schools and I organized a energy managers forum for K-12 in North Carolina. And so we've been working with people who've been doing energy management for 20, 25 years, not necessarily from a sustainability lens, though of course it has ramifications there, but who really know the equipment in and out. And we're using this as a larger group to collect data from and to see where people benchmark against each other. What are best practices? How do we help each other out? Whether it's collaborative purchasing, best practices, vendors that are out there, et cetera. So energy management will continue to be a big one from an environmental perspective, for sure. But also because, again, every dollar we're not spending on utilities, we're spending on our children and their education. And then the other big program that we're looking to expand is this landscaping program, where we're looking at our hundreds of acres that the district owns and manages and saying, how can we do that in a positive way that is both sustainable from a time perspective of management, that creates healthy living ecosystems and habitats, and that is highly educational. And those are vast projects. And one that comes to mind is at East Chapel Hill High, we are looking to do a controlled burn of part of the forest, which would not hurt the trees and actually provides important nutrients for the plants that are growing and gets rid of invasive species that are there and provides a great ecosystem. So we're partnering with the local fire department, with Forest Service, and we're all learning through this process to see how we can do it. So it's really just taking these ideas, expanding them correctly but quickly, and then using all of them as learning tools for all of our students.
That's awesome. So before we let you go, is there a place that people can go to find out more about what the district is doing?
Absolutely. So on the district website, which is chccs.k12.nc.us, if you go into the search bar there and go to sustainability or poke your way around to sustainability, or you can just Google CHCCS sustainability, and the sustainability webpage will come up, and there's tons of information and data and all my contact information there.
All right. Awesome. And congratulations on both awards. Dan Schnitzer, Sustainability Coordinator, Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This was great.